Hi, everyone. I'm Reed Hadley. Walter Nuxley is joining me. Thank you, Phil Hendry, for giving us this opportunity to use your platform, the Phil Hendry Show website and thephilhendryshow.com, to proffer our vision of the model community of the future. We are here in South Florida, and we thank Phil for giving us this opportunity. Again, my name is Reed Hadley, along with Walter Nuxley. One thing you should be aware of is that the two of us come from gas. We were not born of this earth, and we were not born of any planet per se, not even the so-called gaseous giants, which you hear so much about from astronomers. We literally were both born and conceived in a cloud of gas. Where that is something that at some point we're hopeful we can communicate to you, but at this point, it's information that would not be safe in the hands of anyone other than myself and Walter. Let's just say this. We found our way here to this world, and we are now heading up not a homeowners association, but a true fraternal platform of people that live in houses. The Cooper City People That Live in Houses fraternal platform is what we call this. We don't call it a homeowners because that sounds effete. It sounds almost above and beyond the normal experience of the average person. People that live in houses, that's who we represent, and that's really who most homeowners, if not all homeowners, that's who they are. They don't want to tell you that. They'd rather not dwell on that. To them, that's a dirty, nasty, foul-smelling little secret that they live in a house. But a homeowner, well, aren't they something? Walter?
Thank you very much, Reed, and what Reed says is very true. What we represent is a new way of living. We represent a way of taking the beauty of the earth and turning it toward us into a beautiful, not only home buying and home living, but also environmental experience. People that live in houses, especially the Cooper City People That Live in Houses fraternal platform, is dedicated to improving even more the beautiful lives of people living in places such as Florida, Hawaii, California, and other places that are scenic, that environmentally lead the way, and that have quality people living in, Reed.
That's right. And Walter, as you speak very, very eloquently, that's something I don't do very well, about where we live today. I hope I didn't put anybody off about where we used to live, that is, in gas. To put it another way, forget your notions that individuals, beings, are born on planets. Forget that that's the way it happens. Think in terms of conception in vacuums, that a conception can occur inside a vacuum that is then filled with gas, and in which individuals can grow to some level of maturity, shall we say, and then choose their fate. That's as good as it got for Walter and I. We weren't born on Earth. We weren't born on a planet. We were conceived and born into gas. And I think I'm speaking for Walter when I say it was none too soon that I got out of there. Let me just...
You don't want people from gas.
I know we don't want, we call it gas land so that people, here on Earth can relate.
But you don't want people from gas land bagging on us, you know.
I don't care if they bag on us. They publish their magazines, they have their television shows in gas, but Walter and I call gas land so that people can, but it's not really like that. Where we come from is just simply from an area of gas. And we did our very best. And like I said, I got out of there and I didn't let the screen door hit me on the rear end twice.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I said, sayonara, suckers.
Well, you could well imagine how horrible it was being raised in gas.
There was nothing to do. There was nothing to do, and there was no future.
No future at all.
No. When we arrived here,
And I don't even want to say when we arrived here on Earth, when we arrived here. Because if I say when we arrived here on Earth, that limits your view of what it is I want to talk about, as well as it limits my view of where I want to go with how I want to communicate. Let's just say when we arrived here, where is here? Where here is right now is where my body is. My body is here in Cooper City, in the state of Florida, and I am speaking on behalf of the Cooper City Homeowners Fraternal Platform, okay? And I'm speaking on behalf of the Homeowners Fraternal Platform to give the good news that there is so much that can be done. I'll give you an example. I get Walter, you talked to the young couple.
Yeah, David and Carol Hangley, and their infant, a little boy by the name of Reuben, was picked up and carried into the swamp by an alligator. And then there was laughter coming from the swamp, and they went into the swamp and found their child untouched.
So the child was okay.
The child was perfectly fine, yeah, perfectly fine. But they heard laughter.
And what we took that to mean was that, yes, there is a threat here in this particular area that we live in, here in Cooper City, Davie, of alligators carrying off your infant, of an alligator carrying off a child of yours, and perhaps, not necessarily, but perhaps, outside shot, outside chance, that it eats the kid. And that didn't happen. What happened was the alligator carried this infant down into the swamp area here, and I'm looking right now.
That's about 600 yards?
That's about 600 yards from where we're sitting. And laid the kid on a dry log.
The kid was in a blanket.
Yeah, the kid was in a blanket. In other words, the kid was the way...
That was the way that the mother had wrapped it.
Yeah. And then the alligator looked, kind of scanned the horizon, turned and swam off. And then that's when laughter was heard by the young mother.
Right, about 20 seconds after it left the infant. So the alligator thought it was a real joke. And by the way, the laughter, we don't think alligators laugh. We think it was probably Pecky Newbley or one of the guys he runs with, Scott, or the Griezmann twins, that there were laughing when the alligator... So we think it trained the alligator to...
We think they trained the alligator to grab the kid and swim away with it, and then the mother is screaming bloody murder. I thought she was going to have a cardiac arrest, and then you hear, ha, 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 ha. And you said, Walter, you thought the alligator...
I thought the alligator was laughing. I swear to Almighty God, I thought it was laughing.
Well, it wasn't the alligator. It was one of the Newbley twins or one of those guys, so...
Yeah, it was probably the twins.
Okay. Having said that, this is what I'm talking about, you know. It's one false alarm after the next. But we can get through all of that. We can get through... We had a boa constrictor wrap itself around... Dick Youngham the other day. Dick's 78 years old. He was loading his golf clubs into his car, and a boa constrictor wrapped itself around him all the way up to his neck. His head turned bright red. His eyes bugged out of his head by a good half inch to an inch. His tongue was lolling out of it. You saw him, right?
I did. I saw him. And I said, Dick, are you okay? And he just, you know, I remembered his bugged out eyes kind of rolling over looking at me. I said, you know what? I think you're on a bummer.
You didn't say that to him, did you?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, how about getting some help?
Well, I did. I said, hold on. And I turned. I was looking for an axe handle or something or a club. I found a baseball bat that had belonged to one of the kids. They'd been playing a game of stickball. But I found a Louisville Slugger, good 42-ouncer. And without even looking, I picked this thing up and I swung it. And I hit Dick square in the head. And... He laughed and thanked me because the boa constrictor loosened a grip and went off into weeds.
And you hit him in the head with his bat.
I hit him square in the head with a bat. And he said, God, that felt good. Because the boa constrictor was about ready to pop his head clean off.
This is, again, one of those interesting moments where most people would say, holy God.
Yeah, they'd think it's a negative.
They'd think it was a negative. But in point of fact... It was just another example of how life, how good things can get. You get these alligators and these joke meisters like the Peckham twins
or this whoever's sending that boa constrictor set up against Dick Youngham. It might be the Peckham twins, for all I know.
Well, a boa constrictor laughed too.
The boa constrictor didn't laugh.
No, I don't think it was the snake laughing. I think it was one of the Peckham twins or Greaseman. You know, Jock and Angela Greaseman. I think they had a.
Oh, they're always doing that. They've got snakes. The things they do with snakes.
Yeah. So then the boa constrictor laughed. I said, you know what, Angela, knock it off, because you're not even interesting anymore. You're not even interesting. When you send those snakes to terrorize people, and I hear you go, hee-hee-hee-hee.
Well, you said that to her?
You better believe it. I said, you know what, you're not even interesting anymore. I did. I said it, and I don't regret it.
So Reed Haxley here, along with Walter Knuxley, as we represent the Cooper City Homeowners Fraternal Platform on the things that challenge us this year in 2021 as we head into 2022, and the great challenges of running a great homeowners association like ours. Life is good, isn't it?
It certainly is. I wanted to bring up the... we've got 5 perfume machines that were sent over by Hunsinger and Company.
Yeah.
And this is a gift. As I said, as Reed likes to say, you know, you don't get up in the morning here at the Cooper City Homeowners Association Fraternal Platform without something beautiful happening.
Right. And Hunsinger sent over these perfume machines. Now, what we've had here on the perimeter are dead animals and dead vegetable matter, right?
Yeah, vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
And they stink. Once they begin to rot... And the dead animals do. We've had dead raccoons. We've got dead alligators. There's something dead every day. Something's dying out there every day. And it starts to take on the stink of like a million unflushed toilets.
Yeah.
If you can well imagine what a million unflushed toilets smell like, that's what it smells like here at the Cooper City Homeowners Association and Fraternal Platform. And before you say anything,
yeah, let me
go ahead.
Let me just pick up where Reed left off there. Everybody likes to say, "Oh my God, I wouldn't live where you live for all the money in the world. I would rather die. I would rather get run over by a bus or something larger." After you got done, tell me the way it stinks to high heaven. Well, let me tell you something. Reed's right. Where we live smells each and every day. Like there's hundreds of the toilets that need to be flushed, and you never do catch up because
someone sits down and fouls another one.
Yes. But guess what? We have the Hunsinger Company coming in with a perfume machine, and we have state-of-the-art industrial-strength perfumes that they make in France.
That's right. That's the land of perfume.
Yes. The perfume's a French word. And we're going to perfume the perimeter here. Where there have been, they found a dead cow, they found a dead bison.
You're kidding.
No, a dead buffalo. And God rest his soul, there were 2 human beings found. One dead, some guy that was dead from being hit by a car. Another guy took a knife fight, and he dead.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we've had, dead pigs, everything. And as Reed said... You get up in the morning, you walk outside, and it smells like someone needs to walk around to 100 different toilets and hit flush. And then maybe, just maybe, you have chance at a good life.
Well, but that's what makes life worth living here.
That's what's exciting about it, because we have a chance now to flush those toilets. And the Hunsinger Company with the perfume canisters, we just start pumping a perfume onto these mounds of dead flesh and dead... aminals
and the vegetation.
And the vegetation. And the next thing you know, it's going to smell, oh man.
It'll smell good.
It sure will.
Well, this is Reed Haxley and Walter Knuxley and Reed Hadley. Excuse me, I mispronounced my own last name. It happens. Some people will say, how do you mispronounce your own last name? When you are born, essentially when I came into being, I was a cloud of gas. And as I've evolved to my present state,
I have taken on human form. Now, this is something I guess we should have told them. If you want to, Ward.
All right. Yeah, sure. I don't mind saying. Reed and I are 13 inches high. That's how tall we are. And I think that shocks some people from this planet. We were born in a gaseous cloud, and we grew to be 13 inches high. We're at full maturity now, and we're 4 years old.
Right. So we mature much faster. But we have decided to move in with the human beings of the Cooper City Homeowners Association and Fraternal Platform to sort of take charge.
Yeah, it was a situation I think needed taking charge. That's why we said when you look at the potential here, it's so wonderful. The place stinks like you put your head up a cat's rectum. And the first thing you think of is let's set to work about cleaning it up.
Yes, you do. And when you hear about babies being abducted by alligators and then laughter, and you say, this is another problem I can solve. See, this place is going to be fantastic.
It really is. It's going to be a miracle come true.
This place is going to be fantastic. We've got a cabana that we're building over here. When they get rid of there's a landfill where one of the homes used to be, and the home burned down. I don't know who lived there. This is before our homeowners' fraternal platform took over. But the homeowner moved out, and the house stood empty.
Now, the owner, he still owned the house, didn't he?
Yeah, it was that old the old Cargill family, right?
Yeah.
They owned the house, but they decided to get out because it began to stink. The neighborhood started to stink, and the Cargills left. The house burned to the ground. And then they began dumping trash there. So for the last 10 years, it's been a landfill. And some people go over and compost. And some people have used it as an open latrine.
Yeah, and here's the fun part about that. When you take a look at a place like Cooper City, because we've decided we're going to make this go. We're going to make this happen. This society, this town, these people, this is going to be a great place. You have alligators up until a year ago had killed three infants. Now they're carrying them off into the swamps and laughing about it. And some people would say, doesn't that insult you?
Why would it insult us? At least they're not.
At least they're not. And the boa constrictor, where at one time they would squeeze the life out of a human being till their eyeballs pop out of the skull, now they give it up. They give it up and they leave. And the stink of rotting flesh, we got the perfume machine and now the dump across the street. We're going to go over there with a shovel.
Starting tomorrow. This is what I love about this guy right here. This is why I love you, man.
Thank you. I'm going over there with a shovel tomorrow. And anybody wants to join me, we're going to shovel all that garbage and all that toilet. It's been a combination of a toilet and a garbage dump. So we're handing out masks. We got rubber gloves. We got a hazmat. You can wear the hazmat hoods if you want to. And we're giving people shovels. We have insecticide, and we have some of the sanitizer.
Yeah, right.
And you go over there and sort of pour the sanitizer all over yourself. Grab yourself a shovel and start digging in and shoveling a lot of this. A lot of it's just sort of slop form. You shove it into a big ditch.
Well, they built a ditch here right in front of that house where you can push and shovel a lot of the slop and the toilet. There's a toilet. It's part toilet and part...
Part toilet and part garbage dump. Push the garbage dump and the toilet, all of it together into the big pit. And then at the end of the day, we'll douse it with gasoline and set fire to it and have a dance leaping about the flames. And this is something that is... was inspired, I think, by a number of communities around the country.
There are a great many communities that will set fire to something and dance around the flames as if they've gone mad. And it's an amazing thing to see a community bond that way. So when we finally do get the garbage pit and toilet, the basically open latrine and garbage pit that is, and we get that shoved into that large pit that was dug by my good friend here, Ward Nuxley, and some of his neighbors.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That's all right. I mean, you know, let's point out the great work you're doing. When all of that gets shoved into that pit, then we throw in the match.
And that's when we begin to dance about the flames.
This is Reed Hadley along with Ward Nuxley. I know my name's probably changed a couple of times in the course of this program, but that is normal in the gas container that I was conceived in and raised in. In other words, in the gas cloud that I come from, it's normal for you to change your name several times in a conversation.
Right. The fact that I've been Ward Nuxley, I'm not sure how long, is unusual, because usually my name would have been changed several times by now.
Right. But the way the name Ward Nuxley, if the name fits the individual, they can hold on to it for as long as a week. But it's just my great, great pleasure to be with this good man. And you and I have been friends a long time.
Well, yeah. And especially since we came to the Cooper City Homeowners Association fraternal platform, we have been together and recognized a kindred spirit, both because we're both no more than 13, 14 inches high, and then we had to contend with that.
Yeah.
Then we talked a little bit, but there's not a lot to talk about when you come from a cloud of gas. But we said, are you from a cloud of gas? And they said, I mean, he said, yes. And that's when I said, so do I.
Yeah, exactly. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're very grateful to have been afforded this time by Mr. Hendry. I am Reed Hadley. Walter Nuxley is with me. You're learning a little bit about us. We are the brain trust of the Cooper City Homeowners Association and Fraternal Platform, a collection of some 150 homes where we are making a difference each and every day. You know, Florida is a beautiful state, but I don't think you know exactly how beautiful it can be when you take on the challenge of spraying deodorizer and perfume, when you take on the challenge of spraying disinfectant over large areas of your neighborhood that have been defiled by dead animal matter and rotting vegetation. When someone comes to you, someone that you love and respect deeply, as I love and respect this man, Ward Nuxley, and he says, this place smells like 100 unflushed toilets. What are you going to do about it? I broke down.
He did, and I didn't mean to make you cry.
No, it was fine.
But he did. He broke down and wept. This is why I love the guy, because
I take ownership.
He takes ownership in the community. And when I looked at him and I said, where you live, 100 unflushed toilets soon follow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So that became the beginning of a great, great friendship, and I think a very honest friendship, too. And one that I'm very proud of. The other challenge that we have, and we'll bring in Don Mixa. Don is a musician and engineering professor at the University of Washington. He's also an independent reporter. Don, come on in.
Thank you.
Don, you're a specialist in the area of bad breath.
Yes, I am, and I appreciate the fact that both of you gentlemen here are the Cooper City Homeowners Association Fraternal Platform asked me to come in and identify the fetid, rank, corrosive breath on certain individuals in the community. And the exciting, and I got excited for the project when they said, think of how wonderful it can be when we don't have to smell him or her, etc. Now, you know I've got lousy breath.
Oh, yes. We know the breath on you is almost otherworldly.
It is. It stinks. Right. And so, well, what do you think about that?
I'm glad you don't live here.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Glad you don't live here, Don, but we appreciate your help.
Okay.
So I identified, I came in, the guy said, could you help us identify where that stink is coming from? Because every night about 5 o'clock, we sat out here on the porch and something wafted by our noses. I said, you know, and it smelled. It was a combination of cheese and stomach acid. Cheese, like stomach acid, and
garlic and Parmesan or something, but it had been sitting in someone's gut for about a day or so.
That's about right.
And then onion and then just the decay of the cheese. That was the breath that you were smelling, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I identified that as belonging to a woman named Anne Gabarandi. That's who it was, yeah.
Well, Anne Gabarandi moved in here last summer. It was one of the big movers and shakers as to, getting Cooper City on the societal map. She wanted to have coming out parties, debutante balls, all of this, and we were all for it. And I said to her, do you want to do that while we're trying to do something about your breath? And she said, full steam ahead.
She did. She said full steam ahead, meaning, well, she didn't want to slow down the social calendar. No, she didn't want to slow down the social calendar. Right. So I went to her and I said, your breath would kill were it not for the fact that there's such a thing as gas masks. And I said, and she got offended. She said, well, how come I'm able to talk to people and they're not wearing gas masks? I said, do you ever see them again? And she kind of sat there and scratched her head. So right there.
Oh, that was very smart.
Yeah. So I said, have you heard of toothpaste? Have you heard of mouthwash? She said, have you? And she had me there. Well, that's... See, Don, you have to begin to face up to some... I don't live here, so it's nothing that you guys have to contend with. Well, that's a good point. Don Mixa. Don, thank you.
Yeah.
So, along with the bad breath and the stink coming from all of the decaying flesh and vegetation, and along with the threat to the life and limb of our children from alligators and boa constrictors and so forth, this is a place that is going to be so great.
It really is.
It's going to be so great once we are able to wrap our legs, as I like to say, around the problem.
Yeah. That's why we are encouraging all of you out there to take a look at Cooper City. The area that we're talking about is the Cooper City Fraternal Homeowners Association platform. Don't just come to Cooper City and buy a house. Buy a house in the fraternal platform, because we're doing something about all of the many challenges, and we're embracing these challenges as something that's exciting for our community.
So we got the bad breath on, or at least three or four. We've got bad breath we're dealing with on three or four different people here. We have the stink coming from the rotting vegetation. We have the alligators that are carrying off our children. And then finally, disease.
Ward? Yeah. This was, when I said, you know what, the only thing we're missing is disease. And we got disease. We have Tonga River fever. And that begins as sort of a rot.
It is a rot around the face, and it begins to rot out the neck until finally from the middle of the face down, the individual looks like a rotting corpse. And I said, look at this is nuts.
Yeah, I said, this is really nuts. I said, you know, this is what makes living here so great. Because imagine defeating a disease that rots the face and the neck all the way down to the toes. It leaves just one half of your head.
It leaves just the upper half of your head looking good.
Yeah. Imagine that. And Reed said, not me. No, sir, no, sir. And so we're working on getting rid of that. And at least if we can't get rid of it, then at least accept the people that have it.
Yeah, it's a jungle rot. They call it Tonga River fever, and I think Dr. Elmsworth said that it was not unlike a jungle rot, so that from the middle of your nose all the way down, you look like something that should really be in a coffin. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at all. I was just not laughing at all. I was just going, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
No, oh, God.
All right. Well, it's okay. It's all right, folks. We've come to the end of this program. We certainly do hope that you consider the Cooper City Homeowners Association and Fraternal Platform as a place where you would move your family. And only there. The rest of Cooper City has all of these challenges and then some, and they're not doing anything about the challenges. So if you want to see people rotting from the middle of their face down and nobody doing anything about it, then visit the rest of Broward County, Florida. But for our purposes, we're doing everything we can.
This is Ward Duxley.
I'm Reed Hadley. And we thank you for listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampri Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I'll see you later.